Listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh, boy. Little Rage Against the Machine gets me pumped up every time. Dan, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
The sex machine is in the house. Information, that is what you want. We've got the spirit. Yes, we do. We've got the spirit. Hey, how about you, Gracie?
I've got the spirit. Yes, I do. I've got the spirit. How about you, Dan?
No, Dan, please cut it off right there. Kill it. Kill it now. We're in the rundown. The Super Bowl is coming. The Super Bowl is coming. I love the Super Bowl. We'll focus on the Super Bowl. We'll talk about a football pro, how he watches the game. More importantly, we'll get that information from Toby Gonzalez, my favorite Gonzalez. Kelsey Chittick will join. As always, the Fantasy Chick is here. And you may have to subscribe to soccer to see great pictures of her. We'll talk about that. Fantasy Insights Baseball is off the hook. Fantasy Insights Annual Pass is being created. Football Concierge, we'll talk about that. But we focus on football as it is, and Mr. Smits has all the reality we need. Smitty will be here with Smits Picks, how to bet the Super Bowl. Final fantasy rankings in next year's top 10. Coaching changes, what do they mean? Fantasy soccer, did you draft a team yet? Dan, are you going to draft a team? Get on the pitch. Get on the pitch, bloody foe. Everyone says I'm insane. We talked about relegated. I got to bring it up again. I love the concept. Pitchers and catchers reporting soon. Changes to the website, courtesy of Everyday Eric. We'll talk about him. And the migration to the new frontier. Yes, folks, it is good to be here. It is going to get even better when the girls come on. Fantasy Insights, I have to say, very excited about the fact that we migrated all of the information to the new site. Without incident, Dan, our email is not being considered spam, which is probably much to the chagrin of our subscribers from time to time. Although, actually, our subscribers do want to hear from me, because occasionally I say something smart, even though I babble. What do you think?
I think our subscribers always want to hear from you, Dish. It's your writer.
Not as often as you do. In fact, wait a minute. Dan, we actually are lucky to have you here, and I told you, look at that. God took out the revenge, the punishment on you for making death threats towards me. I understand you were locked in a blizzard yesterday.
I had the fortune of getting a flat tire in the middle of nowhere, or BF Egypt, if you want to put it, out in the country, and it was about -2 at the time I got the flat tire, but thank God for OnStar. It was
so you're like one of the commercials now. You could be like an OnStar commercial. Did you call him? Were you like panicking? Like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. We're stuck on the road. Like, well, tell me about that a little.
What if OnStar sounded like this? Hi, this is your fantasy check. How can I help you?
Well, actually, isn't that sort of what happened? I know I texted you, and go ahead. I know something kept you warm when you were there. Why don't you tell everybody what that was?
Yes, there was a blizzard in Kansas City, so you know the tow truck guys, and you know if it had been 76 degrees and sunny, I would have fixed the tire myself. But I had no gloves. I'm not getting out there, so. You know, the driver shows up. But in the meantime, I had a very beautiful picture on my cell phone of the most beautiful brunette that I know in St. Bart's on the beach.
Should I cue the music and play the love tunes? Michelle, you know he's talking about you. I sent him a different sort of text.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Dan.
Well, thank you, Gracie. Because you know.
Well, speaking of you, Gracie. Some exciting news for the site. We're going to talk about Kevin too. You and Kevin both have joined FantasyInsights.com. And you are going to write the Diary of a Fantasy Chick next year for football season. We know this. And and the big news is the Diary of a Soccer Wag, which I'm very excited about, where you'll put in pictures of yourself that they're only going to get to see if they have the soccer report. And, you know, oh, by the way, guys, we had that whole debate, what's a wag? I didn't know what a wag was. I looked it up. I know what a wag is. Do you guys know what a wag is?
You knew what a wag was.
No, I knew it was like the woman of like soccer players, but I didn't know that it actually meant wife or wife and girlfriend. It's an acronym. Am I the only one who didn't know that?
I guess so.
I totally knew that.
You know, I'm going to have the boys in the booth tell me, is Dan sound as bad on the radio as he does in my ear? Michelle, does he sound terrible to you, or is it just my phone?
It's just
all right,
your
well,
phone.
We'll keep
sounds
going with
great
the show.
To me.
We'll see if they instant message me. And, maybe, Dan, you might have to get off and call right back. Listen, let's talk about Everyday Eric for a second, okay, because I said you're coming on. Now, Kevin's going to write for baseball. He's going to do the NL Free Agents. He's going to do the Ode to Malamud, which is great. He writes. You remember Alan Malamud, Dan, who used to write for, I think it was the Herald Examiner out here in L.A., great writer.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
He's the impetus for, if you see when I write where I do with the dot, 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 that's an Alan Malamud thing. He just wrote little clips and quotes, quick and easy. Kind of revolutionized. Yeah, they say that you sound good to them, so it's just me. I'm being a prima donna. So Kevin is going to write NL Free Agents. He is also going to do the Ode to Malamud for football. He doesn't know what he's in for yet. He has no idea what he's committed to, Dan.
But I will be his editor, so I will see him through.
Well, you're in for a treat, because I have to tell you, he is my favorite writer. He is an excellent writer. Kevin and I, in fact, we became such good friends because we used to play Stratomatica basketball, and we used to write articles. And the best team was my team, the Ann Arbor Burnouts. They won 3 out of 8 championships. In any event, Everyday Eric, I mentioned, you know, he's a madman. This guy's a madman, first of all, and this is why people are mad at Jay Cutler, okay? We decide we're going to migrate our whole site to new servers. We're going to do all of it. We got to get it done before the end of January, so don't we have to pay the old bill on the old servers. We only want to pay for the new servers. And this is all beyond my level of comprehension. So Eric is organizing the whole thing. The whole thing has to take place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Eric goes out to referee a roller derby game, it's a speed trial of some kind. He's, like, testing for something, and he takes a wipeout, and he cracks ribs, and he spends the entire weekend at the hospital on Lorcab texting about how to migrate our site. I'm confident we're responsible for the internet going down in Egypt. That's the other alternative. It's all Eric, the Viking madman. The guy's a madman. He got it all done. The site got all migrated. Really, he is fully part of the team, and he's going to write for us. He has a column that he's going to do called WTF, like what W, you know, anyway, you got it. What the heck? Yeah, all I want is for this thing to look good, but we've got some geniuses. And, folks, wait until you see this Bloomberg data for baseball. Dan, I am prone to hyperbole, and you are more of a, let's just say, tell it like it is kind of guy. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Fair enough? Okay, so, Dan.
I have referred to you as a chihuahua on meth. Sometimes.
You have. It's a good analogy or a good comment. I think Kevin's favorite. I am sort of like a chihuahua on meth when I get excited. I have to tell you, though, I am prone to hyperbole. We agree. You are not. Tell it like it is.
Well, I will be totally honest. You kept praising it and praising it and praising it, and I hadn't seen it yet. I freely admit it. And I finally saw it, and It was jaw-droppingly
amazing. You can log in, and your commissioner of all your different leagues are in there with that. I mean, the data we have available as writers. But I see on my little instant message thing that some exciting things are happening here. So we're gonna move forward from this a little bit. We'll talk about that later. And by the way, the Bloomberg spot that I do this year is gonna be on MLB.com. That one that we do the video. So that's great. We're gonna get a lot of new people now. because our site is going to be made to look good because of Everyday Eric, I'm going to be able to send people to our site because now it's going to be sexy, as they say. It's going to have what they call sticky content. And no, I am not talking about Dan's computer screen, everyone. Come on. The sex machine. We talked about the weather there. We talked about being ready for baseball. We talked about it being assembled. We talked about how Smitty is going to do some reality work. But right now, I think we need to talk about the busiest part of the show. The girls are going to join us. We're going to talk some football, some man-woman stuff. But let's talk about your show, guys. Girls, Toby, Kelsey, are you there?
We're here. Hello.
Is that the most beautiful sound you've ever heard, Dan?
It's like angels in the background, I see.
It's angels.
Apparently, I died last night in my car with my flat tire, and now I'm in heaven. So anyway,
well, actually, it's absolutely true, although I don't know what that says because we're certain I'm going to hell, so something's going on here. Maybe it's the girl's hell. Yeah, Toby, Kelsey, we're glad you're back. Toby, you have to start by saying we're so sorry about the Falcons. We were rooting for Tony.
Oh, thank you.
But we do hear that he's coming back. Congratulations. I suspect you were behind that to the tune of, yeah, you're going back there for $18 million.
Yeah. No, we're excited to go back. We have a good team, and next year, you know, we're going to do great. We're going to be even better.
You know, he's got to give it one more shot. He still played at a Pro Bowl level. I know it hurts his body every night, but I'm glad he's going back because he does have a shot to win a championship. He does, and it's worth taking the punishment at that age for that, I believe. Don't you guys feel the same way? Obviously you do. That's why he's going back. Is that a lot of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to give it another shot.
Now, what do you do for the Super Bowl? Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm walking off the plane right now. I just landed in frigid, freezing cold Dallas.
Oh, my God, you're such a diva. Right when you got into the runway, out of the plane, into that transition, was it just freezing?
Freezing.
He lives a hard...
Yeah, people.
Let's all have a moment of silence for Toby.
Toby,
so walking in 6-inch stilettos right now. So this is more than you can imagine.
I can hear them.
It's true.
You can hear Toby.
It's true. Toby does not lie.
Kelsey, of course.
She looks good.
I got to compete with all these stilettos out here.
I have no idea what's going on, Dan. All hell is broken loose here right now.
Wait, Toby, what did you just say? You've got to compete with all the what? What did you say?
I got to compete with all the pro hoes out here.
You do, man. And let me tell you, you win every time, though.
I'm not going to dispute that. In fact, I want to, you know, Dallas, there's two seasons in Dallas, too hot and too cold. I lived there for a while. I'll never forget driving home one night at 3 in the morning, and the bank sign flashes, 3 in the morning, 108 degrees. So you came? Did you go to the Pro Bowl, Toby?
I sure did.
Now, who got into trouble over there? Anybody get into trouble?
Everybody just got really drunk.
This is no fun. There's no juicy stories.
I know. I'm trying to think.
You go to the Cowboy, what are you doing? And I don't understand, Kelsey. Are you married or are you not married?
Totally married.
I am married. I'm very married. Today I'm in love with my husband, so I'm very married.
You still admit it today.
I wasn't hitting on you. I was just trying to clarify for the listeners.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, listen, when we come back, we are going to talk about your show. We always say the first segment is garbage. The second segment, we get to all the good stuff. We are going to talk about your show that you have coming up and how somehow I might be involved in this. And we'll talk a little bit. You guys are going to help me promote fantasy soccer, right? I need some help. You guys will be the soccer wags, I'm assuming. You'll help me do that?
Hell yeah, of course.
Got it.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like I'm in business that it was a Chinese guy and I don't understand what he's saying, so I'm just laughing and saying, oh, pray they told a joke. Listen, we'll be back right after this. We're going to get the audio figured out. Fantasy Insights, right back for you after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports. America Sports. Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Okay, let's discuss the fact that they're going to have a show now. Now, Kelsey, are you still there? Okay, Toby's gone too, huh? Is everybody gone, or just am I even here?
Thank you so much. Have a good time.
Boy, is this fun, guys.
I will, absolutely.
This is real radio.
Toby, hang up your phone.
For people who are listening for the first time because you want to be advertisers on our show, this is where we would like to say, you know, if it's tax season and you don't have the right person, you should be looking at the services of Adam Zachary Hand. He's one of the finest in the business.
Oh, my God.
Friend of mine, trusted. And don't forget, you get what you pay for. So if those free services come calling, don't buy it. You don't want the IRS in your closet 3 months from now. How was that, Dan? Was that a good little infomercial?
Yeah, that was kind of a nice foreshadowing into our soccer season. But anyway.
Oh, okay, I have no idea what's going on with the audio. We're going to go through, Michelle, and, you know, the thing with you and Toby and Kelsey is I really enjoy, like, sort of, like, you're like the leadoff hitter. You kind of just, like, get it out there, and then, like, Toby comes in, and she's like, you know, she'll either single that runner to third, or she'll hit a homer if she needs to, or she'll double in the gap, or she'll single, she'll steal a base, or she'll have an 18-pitch at-bat. And then Kelsey comes to the plate, and she kind of just hits it out of the park. Dan, fair enough assessment?
That's a very fair.
All right, so if the two of them end up not being here when it's their time to talk, we'll just move on, and Dan and I will have to do the Victoria thing. Now, Gracie, let's start discussing the show. And if Toby and Kelsey, if you're here, after I call out Gracie's name, you're welcome to chime in. You are going to have a show. We don't know what network it's going to be on. I'm assuming it'll be on this one on Variety Channel. But you guys are going to do a radio show where effectively somehow I am going to be basically the Robin to your Howard Stern.
Yep, that's right. You are. You're going to give us a male perspective. This is amazing.
Hey, I just heard like three voices. I think all the girls are here.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan, sometimes a good plan or a bad plan, doesn't matter, it works. Now, I have to tell you, I guess, what is my role? I'm sort of like the male voice. Am I like representing all men?
Yes, you're like the male sounding board. And that is scary for all of us.
Well, you know, hey, Dan, I'm going to tell you, before we prejudge, I got to say, I'm a lot of things, But, you know, of the guys I know, I think that basically, other than one guy who actually happens to be married, Gracie and Dan and girls, to Kevin's sister, he's the only guy I'd put in my stead when it came to talking to beautiful women. He was amazing. He was the only guy I was ever the wingman with. He was my rolling buddy. Now he's married to Kevin's sister. Isn't that funny? We used to wear coordinated Jimmy Z long sleeve shirts and tell girls we were the Madagascar national surf team.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we were 16 and we played snaps. Anyway, so I get to get dominated by these women. One of the issues this week, and then we'll get to some marriage and sexual issues that we want to talk about that are fun. Jay Cutler, okay? Now, how frustrating is that for your family when it's your husband and you know how hurt he is and you see what's going on? Or are you the opposite, like, hey, my husband's played through everything, you know, what's with this guy? What was your guys' take on that? Let's start with you, Kelsey.
I want to say that I know exactly what's happening with Jay Cutler, but I'd rather someone else go first so I could hear more details. Per se, I would like to hear their opinions first.
Toby,
take it away. Remember, I'm the bright one in the group. Start with me about Egypt or something like that.
That is what's concerning me. Okay, let's immediately move off of football. Toby, honestly, when the media is complaining about Tony didn't give it to, they would never say it about your husband, so you don't know. He plays through everything.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, Lee Steinberg has a lot of feelings about this. I am fortunate enough to be friends with him on Facebook and read the stuff that he posts, and he's really about his toll basically is we don't see the toll it takes on their bodies, and the average citizen would take one hit from a defensive player on an NFL team and be crying for mommy with his thumb in his mouth.
I agree. I so agree with that.
I would, absolutely, for sure. I'd be crying. I would run away crying. I'm so glad my mom never let me play, so I never got good enough to ever get near one of those guys. They're animals. They're so good.
It's Kelsey. I will say this. My husband's been done for 7 years, and he's still in a ton of pain.
That's the scary part. And how are they, they don't take good care enough of them, do they, with their health plans, do they?
No, I mean, normally they just settle with you, and then they say, you know, you sign away all your rights at a certain point and say that anything that happens after a certain year, you're on your own. But the problem is a lot of these guys, I mean, my husband weighed 305 pounds when I married him. And so he sleeps with a sleep apnea mask, which is amazing for our sex life. And he was obese most of our life. Now he has embraced Weight Watchers and he's getting skinny. But this is like, you know, he was 15 years of being over 300 pounds, and that's just too big.
And he had to be. It was just.
And he had to be to keep his job. And when he and then yeah, I mean, it was bad. And then the problem is, it's not that easy when you've been that big for so long to lose the weight and. You know,
that's true. And then, you know what? I got to tell you something, and that's really interesting. It's something that we like to hear because we don't get to hear that side of it. And Toby, especially for Tony, he's with those huge galoots, and he's 289 or so. He's smaller than them. He's more athletic, but he dishes it out and he gets. But I have to tell you guys, this is really interesting. But I think it's time that we got to picking up the discussion where we left off last time you were on, and that was about cunnilingus.
Right. Great point.
We discussed that at length, and you know, last week you guys weren't here, and we talked with Michelle a little bit, and we just talked a little bit about presentation, and so we'll just go through the interrogation game if it's all right with you, because inquiring minds want to know. We talked about how I'm a hairy beast, and Erica has to shear me with the machine, you know, otherwise, but then I look like I'm somewhat normal all over my body.
Groom. That's a must. Come on, manscape, people.
Yeah, I mean, I used to own a men's, like a manscaping type of shop, so I get it, got to do it. But we had a funny story where I tried to do it on my own once, and I got cut myself in a compromising place. But so what all guys want to know is, what is your presentation down there? Michelle started, and she said, we established it's called the Bald Eagle now, and Dan Rose is now called the Sex Machine. Toby, what do you say?
Am I really discussing this right now? Yeah, I'm going to have to...
Wait, are your kids around right now?
Is this thing on? No, I don't know if I feel comfortable telling you about that. I like to share some things for the boudoir.
Then we got to go to Kelsey.
Are you kidding?
Hey,
I'm the classy one of the bunch.
I thought you said you're the smart one.
Listen, I take care of myself.
I take care of myself. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's the thing. Is that a priority? Is that something you guys ever think about, or is that just natural? Because our guys, we think, you know what, either we don't know if you do anything. Is there certain stuff that you do, the extra attention that you pay, certain products
that is
you
such
buy?
A priority. Come on. It is a priority, and we take care of ourselves. That's all.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, Dan, I think we're going to move off of this right into relationship stuff. Now you see why my girlfriend so pissed at me. I pissed her off last night. It wasn't about this, obviously, but I pissed her off good. We got in an argument. You know,
oh, no.
I took a car to the dealership. The guy, when we're at the dealership, cracks a car mirror, and we, of course, couldn't pay for it. And then she started a whole argument with me and yelling. And at the height of the argument, I went over the line, guys. I said, I seriously, you got to stop. It's like a shrill. I said that about her voice. How deep am I in, and how am I going to get out of this one?
You're not.
A Kobe Bryant ring might help.
Well, I don't know. That's impossible. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you know, are you an exploder or are you a withholder? Like, I mean emotionally, I'm not talking sexually. Like, you know, I think there's two types of people. Do you explode or do you withdraw? And listen, Michelle, why don't we start with you and maybe talk about that and maybe give you some advice.
Michelle is such an exploder.
What? I am not. I'm such a, I think I kind of probably definitely, like, keep to myself. I get very quiet. It's hard for me to communicate. And then I stuff it all down. And then one day, guess what happens? Volcano.
So you take the approach of you hold it in, you let it build up, and then it's the volcano, you absolutely explode.
I think that's probably, yeah. What do you think, Toby, about me?
I think that that's true. I think you will be quiet and you will stuff it down, but it tends up, and then one thing happens and it's like, watch out.
And Toby, what about you? How are you?
I'm like the Black Widow. I'm stealth. I'll wait for the perfect time to attack, and then you'll die.
That's so true.
Yeah, no, don't, you're not kidding. I just found out on air. What is the big punishment you do? How do you do it? How do you go about it? What are some of the things you do?
Well, I just don't get upset. I keep very calm. I keep in that, like, creepy, like, you know, monotone voice.
Man, is she Black Widowing me right now? Okay, you say monotone.
Exactly.
So you withdraw your emotion.
I withdraw my emotion, and that I think that probably makes, you know, people the maddest because they're looking for some sort of reaction. And I don't, I just am not fazed, but I'll say some really mean, sharp, piercing things that I probably...
All right, so when that happens, how do you make up? Because, you know, that's what we do. She's an exploder, I'm an exploder.
Okay.
Before we get to this, Kelsey, what are you?
I'm a manipulator, so I normally take a step back and decide which would cause the most, you know, the most pain for the other person. So if I think it's a good time to cry, if I haven't cried in a couple months, I use that. I've been kind of bitchy lately. I go with the, you know, depressed, you know, sad person. I'm very calculated about it. None of it's really real.
I'll
probably get my way. Women are sick.
How about getting your way? So, go ahead.
I said women are some sick, sick people.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say that women are all crazy. It's just if you can deal with their particular brand of crazy. And I would say to a woman the same thing. Men to you would all be crazy. It's whether or not you can deal with our particular brand of crazy because we're just different. And what I find is that, you know, the brand of crazy that my love has is she's an exploder. I mean, this girl, I can't tell you. You know, we had a relationship that in the past, you know, I mean, she'd get out of the car in the middle of an intersection in a bad neighborhood, and I'd be chasing her. I mean, you know, we went through all that stuff. But, I mean, we love each other madly, like crazy.
Look at you. You love crazy. You love crazy girls. You're addicted,
addicted
to the drama.
No, she's not a crazy girl. She just has a crazy temper. Well, and I found out after the fact it's that time of the month, so I was doomed from the beginning. So to say that at that time of the month, it's like a double compounding.
Boy, if he thought there was any chance of him making up and he was to this radio show, there is no shot now.
That's the one thing I learned in 27 years of marriage is never, ever, ever bring up that time of month.
I agree.
Oh, no, I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up. I just happened to, I would never. But
well,
like, she
acknowledges it on radio.
No, I didn't. She doesn't listen. She'll never know unless one of you guys calls her and tells her. Come on.
Oh, she'll know. She'll know.
Well, hey, listen, all I'm saying is I didn't say anything about it being that time of month. If you say that, you're dead. I just said, you know, I made the comment that I made to her, the mean comment, and because it is that time, which I didn't know till later, it was compounded. That's what I'm saying. So I have a deeper hole that's been dug. Okay, when we come back, you guys hang out. We're going to talk really quickly for a couple of minutes about how you're going to help me get off the hook. Like, how do you make up when you say mean things? And we're going to do the safety dance in the meantime. I need it. I got a black widow in the house. We'll be back after this.
Woo!
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Okay, so basically, I haven't talked to Kelsey and Toby in a few weeks. They're getting off the plane. They're doing all this, and they come right on the show. They say hi, and I say, so basically, how do you maintain your vagina?
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's how you grow out your woman for sex. You're going to be, like, shot down each and every time.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit taken out of context, in reflection. Michelle, help me out a little bit here.
Basically, you just struck out. You didn't even warm up the conversation. Last week, I was interrogating you guys, saying, like, about manscaping is so important, and what do you do, and, you know, if you're a guy and you stink, like, you better fix that problem, otherwise we're not going to care about you. And then we went into laser hair removal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then, you know, we talked about this stuff, but you just go right for the kill, and the girls are like, screw off.
Yeah, if that was a date, I think I would have had a drink thrown in my face. I basically did on air.
You're like premature ejaculated.
Yeah, boy, hey, it's something that I'm not gay. Look, don't make the joke, Dan. It's too obvious.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're talking about relationship stuff, and we're talking about how sometimes you say things that are a little too mean when you don't mean to. That's a problem I definitely have. How do you make up from that stuff and separate what the real stuff was from what was just anger? How do you get over that? Michelle?
You could start with not doing it.
Well, with this, you
know,
that's not an
option. That's like, you know, telling an alcoholic, don't drink. How do you
separate? That's so unrealistic. I mean, listen, like, if you guys go to that point, that just really sucks. But if you want my advice, it's going to take way more than flowers, a lot of promises that you obviously can't keep, and some really passionate makeup sex. With like the eye contact, where it's like more womanly, and you're all like, "I love you so much." That bullshit.
Well, Toby, what about you?
Once you say it, those horrible mean things, you can't ever take them back. Like they're said, right. They're out there. You kind of just fruit, and then it stays with you. And that I think ultimately does a little bit of damage over the time. You know, and it gets worse and worse. So be careful. Be careful what you say.
So, what little things? You know, can we do as men, what little things do we do that make you happy that we don't know? That, like, if we do little subtle things to show we got the message. Because ultimately, I find that's what it's about. What's it about? You know, did we get the message you're trying to tell us? Yes?
Try and just not be idiots all the time.
We are idiots. The things that are important to you, we could never even fathom caring about most of the time.
Like,
we only care about them because they're important
something.
To you.
Check into the game. Pretend like you live in the same house as us. Just show up and pretend that we're living in the same world. If guys could just use their brain for 5 minutes a day, it would solve 150 problems.
Well, if birds had radios in their butts, there'd be music coming out of the sky. It's a big if. We're idiots. It's tough for us.
True. God, you are. It's a whole species of you.
It is. You're right. It's foreign to us. And some of the things that we're great at are completely foreign to you. Like gift giving, for instance, okay? You know, we go window shopping with you. We see a sweater in the window. You're bugging us on 15 sweaters. Do you like that one? Do you like that one? Okay, yeah, that one I like. Then for a holiday, for Christmas, you give us that sweater. We're like, oh, great, that sweater I commented on in the window shopping. We want a toolkit or something we're going to use. You guys want thoughtful. We want practical.
That's true.
Joe?
That's true.
Yeah, you guys want practical. You guys are simple creatures. Simple.
Yeah.
You want bigger TVs. All you want is bigger TVs, better speakers. That's all you all ever want.
For us, it's all about size of TV, the volume of the speakers, and the people we're hanging out with. That's all we care about.
That's all I care about, too. Shit. Screw everything else.
What?
You know,
well, you're very guy-like.
You
so,
join
does
up.
That mean, you know, I, so does, is Tony the opposite way? Is he more withdrawn, or does he explode too?
He is like Zen master. Like
I would assume that.
You cannot piss that guy off. You cannot piss him off.
Now, is that something he acquired from football, or is that just his nature?
No, you know, it's not his nature either. You know, Tony's Mr. He likes to read a lot of books, and he likes to, you know, a lot of philosophy and a lot of self-help and a lot of... You know,
so there's hope for the rest of us, spiritually involved
person, and I like that about him.
So here's a man who's in the most violent game on the planet, playing one of the toughest positions, and he's a Zen master, Dan, so maybe it is possible for us not to be idiots. It sounds like he's very evolved.
It is.
Yes, and what he will say to you is you have to educate yourself. You can't just decide you're not going to be that way. You got to work at it. It's like anything else.
Well, isn't that the problem? We work all day, then we come home, we work on the relationship. Kelsey, I know you got something on your mind.
Oh, gosh. I mean, both my husband's a lot like Tony. He's very quiet. As a matter of fact, the man doesn't speak more than about 10 words a day. And he thinks a lot. And I think that's the other thing with you all. Your thinking gets you nowhere. So this is what I say. You all need to speak more, but think before you speak. It's very complicated, but you all spend a lot of time thinking, and then when you do talk, you still mess it up. So I tell Nate to just try and think before you speak, but think a little less. He gets very confused by it, but I think you guys are always on a journey.
Because it obviously applies to me.
And best people. Anyway, I could go on, but that's all I'm going to say.
Dan, I think Kelsey's got me pegged.
And I look to like a dog with like one ear up. Huh?
I spend so much time thinking, and I still fumble every time I hand off.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That's a really interesting point, and it's almost like when a coach is telling you, don't think, just do what I'm telling you to do. Don't think about what the defender's doing. Just run this route. Don't think. You see that in all the good movies, right? Luke LaRouche, don't think.
Right.
And I'm wearing the women's underwear.
That was awkward. That was strange. That went nowhere.
Now, about, you know, this is at the end of the day, how are we going to get me back in? So what can I do? What do I say? How do I should? Do I do flowers? Do I do jewelry? I can't do jewelry. We're broke.
Here's the problem. You told her voice is like a shrill. She's never, ever going to forget that for the rest of her life.
Her voice is like a shrill.
You say when she speaks, it's like a shrill. You know, and she hates you right now, and she's going to hate you for a long time. The only thing that can help you is just patience.
So should I just stay out of her way?
Time heals all wounds.
Time heals all
wounds.
Give her a massage. No matter how deep.
No. Go buy some book and show it to her and say, I'm going to read this book and I'm going to learn how to communicate with you better when I'm angry.
Yes.
I'd rather just wait a few days to have her not talk to me.
Exactly.
Kelsey, you know, that's the thing. Here I am. I'm thinking about it. You're talking to me about it. But at the end of the day, I know eventually what she's going to do. We're not going to be together now? Come on. It was ridiculous. Right. It was over a mirror. See, that was my whole point. I would never get that upset over a car mirror. That's the thing.
Yeah, you're not going to break out the book until you think it might be over.
Right. That's
true. Well,
this is already working on divorce number two. He hasn't even had marriage number two yet, so.
Hey, that's not nice, Dan. This is going to last. The second one's a charm. I think people on this call can even vouch for that, some of them.
Yeah, but if it's a crazy relationship and you guys are both exploders, that's kind of a red flag, buddy.
No, we're good exploders, though. We only explode to each other once a month or so. We used to explode all the time. Coincidentally, it's once a month.
it's like domestic violence people who only hit each other in the face, you know, once a quarter. You're still hitting each other in the face.
No. The stilettos to the head. That's the thing you got to look out for. Let's talk about cooking a little bit. Cooking. Do you guys cook for your man? Does your man cook for you? How's that go? Toby, let's start with you. When you're this new guy.
The guy that I'm currently dating, he comes over and he cooks for me quite often. And
What's the best thing he's made you?
He made me this homemade spinach soup.
Gross.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Sorry. Dude, sorry. We're big fans. We're big fans of yours. We're all rooting for you. But let's go with something we can talk about on air. Okay, Toby, what's the last thing that you or Toby made for each other?
What did he do? He went and got me medicine. I've been a little under the weather, and he went downstairs in the middle of the night and got me medicine, water, cold washcloth, kind of just took care of me when I was sick, which is the best.
So this is what I need to do. Kelsey, bring us home.
My husband's from the East Coast. He makes a homemade sauce so we can watch Tony play every Sunday. He makes a big spaghetti meatball sauce, trashes my kitchen, invites all his friends over that I can't stand, but he finds a lot of joy in it, so I just let it go.
Okay. What little things, as we got a couple minutes to the break, what little things do we do as men that bother you? What do I got to avoid doing? What are the little things? Like, I've been washing the dishes. I've been cleaning up after myself, put my clothes away. Like, what else can I do? What are those little things that'll make her happy that she saw that I did it?
My worst complaint about Tony, and just letting the whole world know, is that sometimes I'll be talking, and he'll be like, I'll know that he's not listening to a single freaking thing I am saying.
That's so funny.
And I'll keep talking, and I'll be like, look, can we be present? Can we be present? Are you hearing me? Let me know when you're back, and we'll start the conversation over. Because,
oh, boy.
That's brutal.
I don't want to ever piss you off again. What about you, Kelsey?
What can he do to be better?
Yeah, what are the little things? What are little things that we could do that, you know, when you would notice?
Just pay attention. Just remember that Thursday is trash day. He's always surprised. He's like, I can't believe it's Thursday again. I'm like, it comes every week. It's always after Wednesday. Like, I don't understand why you all can't get into the groove of things at home. So if he could just pay attention, just, you know, offer to help me take the kids to school, offer to cook dinner for the kids, clean up. Put the wash clothes in the dryer, for God's sakes. I'm not asking.
Hold on. I'm still writing these things down. Kelsey,
I could go on.
I know you could. I know you can keep going. We're basically out of time. I want to say thanks, guys. I'll let you know how it goes. And I have to tell you, listen, she's not crazy. I drive her crazy. That much is obvious. Fantasy Insights Radio, Dan, Michelle, 30 seconds left. The lovely Toby Gonzalez, the lovely Kelsey Chittick, thank you so much for joining us. We're very excited about your show that is coming out, where I'll get to be a fly on the wall, and you guys will get to make me more uncomfortable than I made myself by result today. We were going to talk after the break, Dan, about some fantasy football and some Super Bowl, giving you a Smitty fix. We'll be back with Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday, the last Thursday before the football season ends.
Woo-hoo!
We'll be all baseball after this, baby. All baseball and the girls. We should have them every week. Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday.
Ay, candela, 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 me quemo ahí. Ay, candela, 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 me quemo ahí.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. On the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
You know, Dan, I got to say, I'm glad that Tony Gonzalez is a very zen human being, because if we were playing on the playground as kids right now, I'd really want it just a do-over.
You would need a do-over, too.
Yes. Oh, boy. That thing just went downhill so fast, you know. Anyway, we're going to have Smitty coming on the line. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday, and I think it's Everyday Eric on the line. Eric, are you there?
I am indeed.
All right, Eric is on the line. Now, Eric is the Madman Roller Derby ref. And Eric, unfortunately, we used two segments where we thought we were going to use one before, so we don't have much time. But you are the genius behind the site. You're adding us, and you called in to talk about what?
Wow, put me on the spot for that one. What
right there, I forgot. I know I told you to call and talk about something, but I just wanted you to be on so everybody met you again and knows that the way that you got involved is you were the very first phone call we got. You called us every week. You're a Maniac Viking roller derby ref, and your team name, 90 Degree Johnson, something like that. I love it, with the porn star stash. So you are now one of the technical gurus of the site. You're bringing us into the next century. That all went well. When are we going to be able to see some upgrades to the site? What do you think on the cosmetic side? What do you think? How long?
It should be fairly soon. You know, definitely by the end of this month, there's going to be quite a bit of visual changes. You know, probably the changes that the users see at first will be fairly minimal, just some reorganization and some prettying up, especially with Michelle's input there, because, you know, we have to have our interior decorator for the website.
That's exactly
so
right.
So excited.
All right, so Eric, I want you to stay here and talk some football with us. First, let's bring on Mr. Smith. Smith's Picks. Smitty, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I caught a little bit of the show there. I don't know if it was Fantasy Insights or Dr. Phil there, and it looks like Dan's got a new program for you. Was it Redivorced Dad or something?
Yeah, exactly. We've got we will try to get to more topical stuff. See, the girls have a new show and they're going to put me on. That's all we care about. We get to hang out with them. We get to be around them. That's all we care about. Although I have to tell you, the information about what it does to their bodies and talking about how Nate still 7 years after his career is over still has pain. You know, that's a very real part of the game that we don't get to see. Everybody criticizing Kyler in anyway. I just thought it was interesting. But Smitty, what's really interesting now is the script is unscripted. For this segment, tell us, Super Bowl, what are we going to bet?
Okay, here's your bet, and give me a minute or two, because I got to lead up to this.
I am pushing my own mute button.
Okay, the play for me is the over-under in this game.
I can't believe I have to listen to this guy talk for 2 minutes right now, seriously. Oh, wait, let me push my mute button. Hang on. Okay, Smitty, start over.
All right, the over-under in this game is 44.5, so I would encourage anyone playing this game to buy it down to 44. Those of you that play these things know what I mean by that. In the course of Super Bowls, if you compare them to a total of 44, there are 24 over, 18 under, 2 were pushes. But the first 10 games were all under because of the Steeler defense, Miami defense. Since that time, it's 22, 10, and 2 over. In these games, Green Bay, when they face an opponent 500 or better, average score of the game is 58 points. Pittsburgh, same situation, 52 points. You've got a dome stadium. Aaron Rodgers in the pack, average 28 points in domes. My play of the Super Bowl is take the over 44. That's the play that's been my lead up on the site. That's the one. You know, I like Green Bay, but if you're going to play it, play the over.
Okay, so can I speak now?
Yes, you can. Oh, man, I can't believe you asked me that. Wow.
I can't believe you said yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how was that, guys? How'd I do?
Phenomenal.
I think Gracie dropped off. Okay, so you're saying play over 44.
Yes.
Now, and you're on who? Green Bay -2.5?
I like Green Bay, but again, I played this as a money line. So I played it at Green Bay to win the Super Bowl at +140 before the conference championship game. So I essentially have Green Bay just to win, but put a gun to my head, pick or choose. I like Green Bay -2.5. It's moved up to 3, so now people are playing the other side and saying, all right, Steelers should stay within field goal. But I like Green Bay.
I'm amazed that Green Bay is favored by 3 points in this game. Amazed with the defense of Pittsburgh has pedigree of Big Ben.
Green Bay is not going to run the ball. I mean, they're going to come out throwing. That's another reason for the over.
Hey, is she back? Gracie. The guys in the booth are writing me instant messages. They wrote Gracie dropped, so I saw that. Then instead of she's back, they got a little typo. They got clever. They got cute. It says she back.
That's funny.
She's back. What up, girl? I thought you hung up on me, that you were so mad at me for insulting your friends.
No. They're good. I'm good. We're big girls. We can handle it.
All right, so guys, let's talk about the Super Bowl a little bit here. Eric, what's your pick, Green Bay or Pittsburgh? You got Green Bay -3 or Pittsburgh +3?
I'm taking Green Bay or Pittsburgh, sorry, with a score of 24-22 as a result of a missed two-point conversion with under 3 minutes to go.
Wow, that is some stuff. That's a Smitty type of analysis. Now, Smitty, you're going Green Bay on the money line and over.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lock is a Pittsburgh over teaser, which would push the over down to 38.5 and give you a Pittsburgh +8.5. You got to cover both to win, but I love that teaser. I think Pittsburgh with that defense, 8.5 points. Although I do know that Green Bay spreads the field, and that's the only way to beat Pittsburgh. Dan, your thoughts?
I think Pittsburgh, you've got Bryant McFadden, you've got Ike Taylor in their secondary, and they're two of the worst in the NFL at getting burned. And when you got a quarterback as hot and as accurate as Aaron Rodgers, I got to be honest, I'm looking at like a 31-28 Green Bay.
That's a spirit.
Thank you.
I'm sticking with my Pittsburgh 24-23. I think Pittsburgh wins this game. Gracie, where are you? You're still on Green Bay?
I'm still on Green Bay, and even if they don't win, that's who I want to win.
Yeah. Some of the props. Ben Roethlisberger interceptions.
What's that?
Who cares about Big Ben? Hey. He's so whatever.
Yeah, Gracie, what's the score? How many points scored?
I say it's 35-29.
Okay, so everyone's got the over. Everyone's agreeing with me on that.
Yeah, which is a bad sign. But yeah, we all have the over. We all agree. Yeah, I like your play. I think the over is one of the locks. Okay, so Mike Wallace receptions, over under 2.5. I'm going over. I think he has at least 3 catches. Smitty?
Yeah, no worries. That's easy.
Eric?
Over.
Dan?
Over.
Gracie?
Over.
Greg Jennings receptions, over under 5.5. Smitty?
Over again. He's going to Jennings.
Dan?
I think closer to double digits, actually, but hey, we'll go over.
Gracie, over 5.5?
Over.
Eric, you too?
Absolutely.
Okay, Rodgers completions, over under 25.5. I got over. Smitty?
Close, very close one. I'll take a slight over.
Dan?
25.5? I'll go under.
Yeah.
I think I'll have like 24.
Interesting. Eric?
It's going to be right around that number. I'd say with my score prediction, slightly under.
Okay, and Gracie?
I think it's what Dan said, a little bit under.
See, and I think, of course, it's right around where it's going to be and be tough because they're the odds makers. It's definitely going over. Now, before we go on to some more props, real quick, I had to submit the Fantasy Insights top 10 for next year's draft. So this is the top 10 that I think next year's draft right now, all things being equal. Mike Vick, number 1. Adrian Peterson. Chris Johnson, number 3. Arian Foster, number 4. Aaron Rodgers, number 5. Andre Johnson, number 6. Maurice Jones-Drew, 7. Jamal Charles, 8th. Ray Rice, 9th. And Roddy White, 10th. Where did I screw up, Smitty?
Rodgers might move up a shot or two. Foster might move ahead of Chris Johnson since Tennessee's kind of out there. And MJD, I don't know. Maybe drop him down and move Charles up.
Okay, but nobody that's really missing from the top 10 that I almost put Mike Wallace in the top 10, but I think Roddy White just still gets the edge based on.
No, I agree. Dish, you do generally good work.
It's always so nice to hear. Dan, anywhere I screwed up here?
What?
Eric, anywhere I screwed up here?
I think that depending on the league structures, I think Rodgers might be a little bit lower.
Yeah, I think so, too. In leagues where this is a league where it's only touchdowns, 4-point touchdowns. In a league where it's 3-point touchdowns, I drop a couple of spots. But he was by far the number one guy.
Aren't you going to ask me where you screwed up?
Say that again, Michelle.
But aren't you going to ask me where you screwed up?
Where did I screw up other than with Toby?
You screwed up with Toby, you screwed up with Kelsey, you screwed up with Erica. Where, like, you screwed up when you woke up this morning.
Nice.
Well, this is true. I screwed up when I woke up. I screwed up before I went to bed. I am a screw-up. We all know this. Smitty, the final call is Green Bay plus the over. Halftime, who in the over or under the half? What do you say?
What's the number?
Well, we got 10 seconds, and the halftime over-under is at 23.
Under.
Well, we put him on the spot. He says halftime under, a high-scoring second half. Super Bowl Sunday is this week. Fantasy Insights next week, where we will be launching fantasy baseball. We will still talk about fantasy football for a segment. The girls will be back for a short segment. We'll see you next Thursday.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.